بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس إله واحد أمين. Well, today we are in the third week of the month of Abib, the Coptic month of Abib. If we recall this, the, how the church goes with its reading, with her reading, we find that the last couple of months we're talking about the work of the Holy Spirit in the church, and how God bestowed the Holy Spirit on the church. And then after, we find in the month of Abib that talks about how the Holy Spirit guide the church. Today, we have a reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. And this reading, actually, we are quite familiar with it. Many of us maybe even memorizing this reading, so by heart. This reading, it's read from the book of St. Luke, chapter 9, verse 10 to verse 17. And we find this reading as well in the book of St. Matthew, in chapter 14, and book of St. Mark, in chapter 6. So that means, and John as well, chapter 6. So basically, all the gospel, the whole the four gospels, made mention of this reading and the blessing of the five loaves and the two fish. When we look at the reading of today, is we find that it's read from verse 10 and started with the apostles when they had returned. Told him all that they had done. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he sent them to send them to a mission. And then when they came back, they told him what they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. But when the multitudes knew, the multitudes, they followed the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere. So they knew about him, that he is somewhere. So they ran to him to get the blessings. So he said, then they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God. And the Bible mentioned that it healed those who had need of healing. And then he said, when the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, send the multitude away that they may go into the surrounding towns. And we find at the end of the story that they find the five loaves and two fish. And what happened is he said to the disciples, make them sit down in groups of 50. And he took the five loaves and the two fish. And he said, the Bible said, blessed and broke. So one of the fathers, he looked at this like three words. Healed them. And then he broke. He blessed and broke. And he said that this give a sense of the liturgical parallel to with the feeding of the 5,000 that Christ first healed, and then he spoke of the gospel, and then he fed the multitude. And that's what happens actually in the liturgy, that the Lord heals. Any person who comes to the church, he will be healed first through the baptism, healed from the sin. And then he will hear the word of God, and then after that he will receive the bread of life. So this is the consequence, that any person when he comes to the church start with the blessing, with the healing, and then after the healing will be like listening to God's word, and then after that he will receive the word, receive the bread of life. But actually, what I would like to focus today is the blessing, the word blessing, al-barakah. The word blessing. In brief, we would find in the readings today that how we can get the blessing, and or what brings blessings in our life. What brings blessings in our life? So that was mentioned actually in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. It says that the Lord was speaking to Moses, and he said to him, then it shall come to pass, when you listen to all these ordinances and keep and do them, the Lord our God will keep with you the covenant, the mercy He swore to your fathers, and he will love you and bless and multiply you. So what is the first thing that brings blessings? What is the first point that brings blessings from this reading in the book of Deuteronomy? I'll read it again for you. When you listen to all these ordinances and keep and do them, the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy he swore to your fathers. He will love you and bless and multiply you. So from this reading, what is the first point that brings blessings in our life?
Listen.
Very good. Listen to what? Listen to what? You sleepy? Okay. Listen to what? Read it again. Read it again. Okay. It was 15 minutes. An hour. So when you listen to all these ordinances and keep and do them, the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy. So listen to what? Listen. Yes, somebody said the right answer. The word of God. Very good. So listen to the word of God. Listen to the commandment. Listen to the ordinances. Listen and what? Listen and that's it. Listen and what? And do. Listen and do. So he said, keep and do them. Keep and do them. So the first thing to bring blessings in our life is to listen to God's word and do them. Listen to God's word and do them. That's why the church insisting to receive communion is to come early, not to come late. Why? Just to torture us? Just to keep us on our toes all the time? No. It's just the blessing that we get from the reading, so we can hear God's word. When we listen to God's words, we'll be filled with the Spirit, so we can come and receive communion. So when we understand God's word, we can take God's word and act upon it when we go out of the church. So the first thing brings blessings in our life is that to listen to God's word and do it. Listen and do it. Well, from the readings of today, if whoever comes early and listen to the Pauline epistle, if we can bring the Pauline epistle on the screen for me, please, thank you. We find that the Pauline epistle is read today from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 6, the first epistle of the book of the epistle of St. Paul to St. Matthew, chapter 6, the second epistle. Yes, thank you very much. So, well, the second point that brings blessing to us, we find it in verse 3. It says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words. Second point to bring blessings to us, we find it in verse 3, abiding with the orthodox teachings of the church, abiding with the right doctrine of the church, that will bring blessings to us. So what does St. Paul said here? He said, if anyone teaches otherwise, does not consent to the wholesome words, even words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud with knowing nothing. And prideness, this is actually the sin that Satan fell in and led to disobedience, and he lost his position in heaven. So the second point that brings blessings in our life, to abide with the right doctrine of the church. So first point is to abide, is to listen the word of God and do it. Second is to abide with the right doctrine, the orthodox doctrine of the church. In verse 6, it says, now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Third point that brings blessings in our life, being content. Being content, satisfied, And this is the dilemma of our days nowadays. So people are not content, so ambitious. Ambition is not wrong. Being ambitious is not wrong. But ambition doesn't have a cap. If we keep going on and on and on and on, that might take us away from being focused in our spiritual life. So be careful, be content, be satisfied. Be content, be satisfied. Whatever the Lord blessed me with, I should be content with. And the thing that will help me to be content, not looking at others and what God gave them, but look at the blessing that God gave me. And I'll say, thank you, O Lord, for you have given me. I am so happy with it. That's enough for me, that you are taking good care of me and you are giving me enough. Being content. So first point we review to brings blessings to us. First point is listening to God's word and do it. Second is abide with the right doctrine of the church. The third point is be content. Very good. Be content. Well, that's why we find St. Paul. He's warning his disciple Timothy, and he's telling him in verse 11. If you can just look at verse 11 on the screen, it says, "But you, O man of God, flee these things, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life." The next point that brings blessings to us, lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life. Always, if we ask anybody and we say, okay, what's your goal in life? What are you laying hold on? May say, okay, to bring up my kids, put them in the right school, in the right university, and having like a peaceful life, which is very good. All these are the good goals. But what's our goal, the ultimate goal, then the far future goal, is to lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life. If we ask anyone now, we say, okay, are you sure that you are going to the kingdom of God, you are going to paradise? Maybe as Orthodox, will be hesitant to say sure. Okay, but actually, yes, we are. In the Lord Jesus, we are. In the Lord Jesus, we are. We are able to go to the eternal, to the kingdom of God and the paradise through the grace of God and by abiding in His word. So, St. Paul, he's warning his disciples, be careful. Keep your goal that to lay hold on eternal life that will bring blessings to your life and will keep you focused on that goal. So the fourth point is lay hold on eternal life. And to lay hold on eternal life, you'll find that I need to abide with the commandments. And I need to make sure that I'm doing it. And if I'm doing and abiding and obeying the commandments, of course, I will find myself fleeing any unrighteousness and pursuing godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. All this will help me to lay hold on eternal life. In the book of the Catholic Epistle today, if you follow the reading, if we can bring it on the screen, we find that the Catholic Epistle give us as well another point how to bring blessings in our life. In chapter 3, that's what the Catholic Epistle was read today, chapter 3, verse 1, to verse 12. He said, St. James, he said, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." That doesn't mean we will not have teacher in the church. So that shouldn't be, I shouldn't be here now and teaching or giving a sermon. Right? Right or wrong? That definitely this is not the meaning of the verse. When he said, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. So what is the meaning of the verse? If we follow the reading, we'll find what is the real meaning of it. And then he started to speak about, to talk about the tongue. Let's talk about the tongue. He said in verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man. And then he started to talk about the tongue. He said, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. And then he continues saying, see how great a forest a little fire kindle, a fire candle. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. And then he continued saying, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. Right before, in verse 9, he said, with it we bless our God, with the tongue, we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men. That's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. When we use our tongue to bless God, and give, being a teacher and teaching other, and then we curse men. So when I listen to the sermon today, and then go out and start to just being talkative about people, and then cursing men, so that's a hypocrisy. It's a hypocrisy. So the point that brings blessing to us, be away from hypocrisy. Watch, I should watch my lips, watch my tongue. I shouldn't say words to bless God, hitene brisveye and agios in the church, and being so excited with the group of people that I'm bringing with, and then once I step out of the church, I started to mumble and started to say bad words and gossip about people. So that means hypocrisy. I'm a hypocrite. So I will not get blessings. To get blessings and to bring blessings in my life, so I need to stay away from hypocrisy. That's why St. James today is saying, not many of you don't become teachers and teach others and then talk about them. You praise God and then you go out and speak about others. So be careful. That's why he came and said, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. That's in verse 10. Said, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. These things ought not to be so. We are Christians. We are not supposed to have this among us. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives or a grape vine bear figs? Can't be. You cannot find a spring of water, bring salty water and regular water. You can't find this, either or. So let's review, just to conclude, what brings blessings to us. The first thing is, if you remember, listen to the commandments and do it. The second one to bring blessings to us, abide. Abide with what? With the right doctrine. Very good. The third one? Be content. Very good. Be content with what we have. The fourth point is? The fourth point? We're just talking about the tongue. Okay. Stay away from hypocrisy. Stay away from hypocrisy. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, Sophias, Eobros, Homing, Keria, Laisun, Keria, Laisun, Heno, Miss Me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Panchakrator,
who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all age, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate, Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin made, and became man. He was crucified for us in the Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the living and the life of the God.